It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. Hello, everyone out there on Talk Radio 1190. I know you're expecting this a boys power hour, but right now you're tuning in to Dr. Phil McGraw. Yeah, that's right. I'm here at the Talk Radio 1190 studios hanging out with the boys people because it's Christmas.
Hey.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Dr. Phil, what are you doing?
Yay.
Yeah, I'm just out here.
That's not your job. That's Positive C's job.
Oh, well, he's a little out of the... Hey, there he is right there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys.
Go back to the punch bowl, Phil.
I'm just going to go and hang out. But Merry Christmas, everybody, from Dr. Phil out there in the world.
Oh, wow. Hey, guys. Why'd you guys let Phil in?
Well, he was the first one to show up to the early party.
Oh. I thought you let him in.
Well, I mean, we are having a Zaboy's Christmas party here Talk Radio 1190, so it's really fun to have all these people that, you know, have been a part of the Zaboy's family for the past few years hanging out with us, but Phil should never be allowed in the studio. You guys know this.
Yeah. He kind of snuck in.
He snuck in. Well, next time
I didn't recognize him.
You didn't recognize him? Yeah, he has a toupee on today.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. That's because he's trying to cover up because it's a brand new year coming up here in just a bit. So new year, new him. Just like the boys, we are brand new, especially tonight. We're having some new things pop on.
Yeah,
it's the Christmas special of special Christmas things here on Talk Radio 1190.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and a happy new year.
We have lots of fun stuff planned for you all day, and actually the whole hour is dedicated to the very special Zaboy's bag of goodies.
Oh, yeah.
If you can hear, I'm reaching in right now to the Zaboy's bag of goodies, and we will be ripping out a whole bunch of cool stuff that we'll be doing all night tonight. So it's not going to be your normal show. We're going to have a lot of weird things happen because we don't really know what's in the bag of goodies.
Nope.
In fact, I'm going to reach in there right now. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's pull into that bag.
First off, that's Jim the Brain Box who just said that right there.
Yeah.
Over there,
howdy.
To my left is Cassie.
Hey.
Hollywood's Wilson.
That's right.
And then producing the show, as always, is Will, the Grinch Violator. Shotwell. Yeah, and we're going to have a good time tonight. In fact, let me reach in the bag of goodies, guys.
What do we got?
All right, first.
It's a really big bag.
Ooh. All right, so Christmas is full of borrowed and stolen and misinterpreted traditions.
Really?
It's filled with it. And we could go on forever and argue and fuss about all of them, but that's not what we're going to do right now because this says we have to make fun of these traditions or defend them. That's right, guys. We're going to talk about Christmas traditions right now and whether or not they're stupid or whether or not they should be celebrated by everybody.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Maybe we'll talk about some Santa, but I really want to start this off with talking about some food. Because in pre-show, we were talking about food and why would we eat
food.
Certain things. Oh,
yeah,
food is really good.
Turkey
food
and
loves
ham and
my
things
thighs.
Like that.
Well, I have a little information for why we eat turkey on Christmas. And maybe why we eat turkey on Thanksgiving, too. It might be the same thing. Because turkeys were introduced into Britain.
That's what the pilgrims ate.
In about 1526 is what this thing says from the factsite.com. And it says that Christmas meals used to be geese and boar's head and peacocks.
What?
Yeah, we used to eat peacocks back in the day.
That's sad.
But
I love them.
At one point in time, turkeys were eaten because they needed the cows for milk and they needed the chickens for eggs. So it all came down to the turkey. It's process of elimination, guys. Yeah, exactly. So is that a stupid tradition? Should we get rid of the turkey as food? What do you guys think?
Yes. I'm tired of eating turkey and ham for every meal. I want some spaghetti and meatballs on Christmas.
I agree.
Well, it's your holiday. Make whatever you want. Just be thankful at the end of the
cook.
Day.
I like tamales on Christmas. That's just me.
Yeah.
Okay,
Christmas
now you guys
tamales
need to come to my
great.
House.
If you know where to get some good Christmas tamales, go to @ZaboysMedia on Twitter and let us know. Or if you want to take pictures of your tamales and send them to us, go to @ZaboysMedia on Instagram, and we will take all tamale pictures out there. So that's a stupid tradition, I think, that we should all be definitely eating other things like tacos and pizza, maybe Christmas pizza. That'd be awesome. That'd be the perfect time to put pineapples on a pizza. I think it's Christmas.
I just like pineapple on pizza all year round. I don't care if it's Christmas.
So
it's not a topping for pizza.
What about other traditions, guys? Like, let's talk about a few others. Jim, I know you had a couple.
Yeah. What do you guys want to hear about? Germany or Spain's traditions?
Oh, we're going around the world?
Oh, yeah. I went around the world for this.
Ooh, that sounds hot.
Because Santa goes around the world, guys, in one night.
Let's go. Let's do both. Okay, it's two nights, technically.
Let's start with Germany, then. In Germany, they like to hide a pickle in the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, and the first child that finds it in the morning receives a small gift.
Yeah, you know, because the Christmas tree, you know, sometimes you got to put the pickle in the Christmas tree, and then you get the presents and all of that. That's what we do in my homeland.
Oh, Arnold, you never cease to amaze us. I have no idea why they hide a pickle, but, you know, I'll be honest with you. I like pickles. I'd be willing to try this, except for I'd be sitting out all night, which would be kind of weird.
I would do it in a zippy bag. Just saying.
A Ziploc bag of pickle in your Christmas tree, like an ornament. Like you just stick a hole on it and hook it up there.
Yep. Just hide it somewhere in the
branches. Ooh, there you go. Let's start decorating the trees and pickles.
Yum.
I've hid the pickle most Christmas Eves, except for this one, I think. I'm not going to be able to hide the pickle, so sorry. Sorry, everybody.
I always feel like I hide the pickle like on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, no, that it's really a Christmas Eve thing for me, honestly. Yeah, yeah, it's like an early Christmas present. So, that's a
dirty game, like find the pickle.
Yeah, it is.
Those dirty Germans.
So another great one. In Catalonia, which is part of Spain,
olé!
They put a face and a blanket on a log, and then they place that log into a fire and beat it with sticks.
Okay.
They name that log Tio de Nadal, which is also known as the pooping log.
Interesting. Oh.
They also place a figure of a man defecating as part of their nativity scenes.
What is going on in Spain?
Very funny.
They like their caca over there.
Oh, my gosh. Like, that is really weird. Well, that really trumps some of the weird I don't think we can defend any of those, right? Like, that doesn't...
I'd be cool to try that, too, though. I think
beating a log?
Yeah, beat a log. You know, like, I mean, who doesn't like to beat a log now and then? Thank you. Wow. I'm here all week.
I'm quiet.
Oh, man. So that's really weird. I had some non-weird ones because, I mean, they're not weird. Okay.
Okay, what do you got?
What about caroling? This goes out to Daniel Lane Brown, actually, out there, because Daniel put this on our Facebook. Caroling is weird. Imagine other times of the year where you want to go around to other people's house and start singing in front of them. Like, could you really do that in the summer? Like, you know, go to someone's house and be like, yeah, especially down here.
Think about Halloween caroling. He did the mash. He did the monster mash. Okay, no, you're not getting candy. Go away.
It's a thriller. Actually,
Halloween Carol is a thing now.
If somebody came to my place and decided to do a thriller like flash mob in my front yard on Halloween, would you honestly be mad? I don't think I'd be mad.
No, I'd be impressed. Yeah. I'd be really impressed.
I'd be super, super impressed.
But yeah, caroling seems really weird. Like, why do we want to go freeze our butt off standing in front of someone's door and be like, hey, Merry Christmas. Here's a song for you. Give me a figgy pudding.
What?
Who eats figgy pudding?
Oh. I don't even give people anything when they carol. I just give them a thumbs up and then point at the neighbor's house. Like, good job.
You like to curse people.
Move on.
Yeah. Good job.
No one here is going to appreciate your artwork.
No, who else did a good job? We did on that segment. And everyone listening out there did a great job listening. We love you.
I do have a random question.
Yes.
Why is popcorn stringed on a string? I don't understand this.
If you have the answer to this question, go to @ZaboysMedia on Twitter and give us that answer. Go to @ZaboysMedia on Instagram and take pictures of your popcorns on a string. If you want to tell us in person, 214-787-1190 or 817-787-1190. That's where they reach us and tell us why you string your popcorn. We'll be back with more Zaboys Power Hour Christmas special of special Christmas things and the bag of goodies this.
Hello, Coach Gary inviting you to Sports Talk, Sunday night 6 to 7. Join me with my new co-host, Warren Shore, the Whiz Kid. We'll do what we do best, talk sports. Join me, the Whiz Kid, and Ben every Sunday night 6 to 7 on 1190, the station that knows talk.
Get your favorite fan even more wrapped up in their favorite team with Denali MicroPlush College and NFL blankets from the Northwest Company and sold at EliteTeam.com. These super soft blankets are machine washable and 100% made in the USA. Elite Team, the official blanket of pure fandemonium. Go to EliteTeam.com and save 10% with promo code IHEART.
Need the perfect holiday gift for the diehard Cowboys Longhorns fan in your life? Here it is. Fans, wrap yourself up in your favorite team blanket at EliteTeam.com.
Hi, I'm David Bellman, inventor of the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. We wear our jewelry every day. But can you remember the last time you cleaned your jewelry? You wouldn't wear the same clothes day after day and never clean them. Yet jewelry sits on our hands, gathering up harmful bacteria loads, testing 3 times greater than that found on a public toilet seat. It's time to get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and buy my Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. The Aquasonic Wave will remove all of that disgusting bacteria on your jewelry and give you professional jewelry cleaning results, the best you've ever seen. Your jewelry will be bright, shiny, and brilliant, just like the day you bought them. No scrubbing, no mess, just fresh, clean, sanitized jewelry right in the convenience of your own home. So get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and clean it with the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner today.
The Aquasonic Wave is a fantastic holiday gift. Order yours now at aquasonicwave.com. Enter promo code IHEART and receive free shipping, plus an extra 6 week supply of antibacterial hydrogel. That's aquasonicwave.com. Promo code IHEART.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry, and I love real estate. Always have. I owned a real estate brokerage firm. And to me, real estate is a great investment strategy. It's a great retirement strategy. And if you want to learn more, there's a great show that comes on Monday through Friday right here called the Del Walmsley Show. It's the Del Walmsley Radio Show. You want to learn more about being an informed investor? You're going to love it.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 1190.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with your Savoy's Power Hour forecast. Tonight, we're going to have scattered showers and a low around 64. Then on Christmas, we're going to have storms and a lot of them and a high around 72. This report's brought to you by Compassion International.
Every child is born with talents, hopes, and dreams, but poverty will steal those dreams. You can help a child find hope when you become their sponsor with Compassionate International. Give a child a chance to dream again. Find out how at compassion.com/radio.
Hey there, boys and girls. You're welcome back to the boys here at Talk Radio 1190. Man, that's a mouthful to say. But I'm throwing it over to Kermit the Frog here. Hey, Kermit, how's it going?
Hello, Mickey. It's Kermit the Frog here with a special Christmas bulletin. We are here at Talk Radio 1190. Yay! For the Christmas the Boys Spectacular. It's been a long time since we've been hanging out with the boys, and I think that me and Mickey are ready to have a good time.
It's been a full year, man.
It's been a very full year. It's been a full year of death. Of death. Of death! Yay! Death! Yay!
That's not something to cheer about, but hey, you know what? Let's have a good time anyway. It's Christmas!
Yay, Christmas!
Y'all are nuts.
We are nuts, yes. We are having a really good time here.
We got to really let the characters take the mic.
We gotta close the door every time we're gone from the studio. It's Talk Radio 1190. We are the Boys Power Hour. And we are doing a Christmas special because it's Christmas Eve out there to all you people out there who are probably out shopping and doing weird stuff on Christmas Eve. What are you doing? Oh, my gosh, what are you doing? You guys are idiots, but thank you for listening to us on Christmas Eve because that's not idiotic to do. And we are reaching into the Zaboys.
Yes, we are.
Bag of goodies, and we will have to reach into this bag and pull out our next fantastic segment. And actually, if you go to Zaboys Media if you go to facebook.com/Zaboys Media, you can see live what we're about to do. We have no idea.
Yes.
And so I'm going to reach into the bag. And if you're actually seeing me reach into the bag, you'll see me reach and pull out. Oh, no.
What is it?
How's your singing voices, guys?
Awful.
This will be weird.
I can't sing.
You can't sing?
Not really.
I'm supposed to be able to sing. Yeah, it's the boys' song time, guys.
The boys' karaoke?
The boys' karaoke, and we have to do a Christmas karaoke song, and luckily, I think that we might all have, you know, thought about this, that this might be a possibility. So we've prepared something for you people.
We knew what we threw into the bag.
Yeah, and it's Jingle Bell Rock.
Ooh.
With a little twist. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Jingle Bell, Go to Hell 2016. Took so many people, not the rule of three. Bowie and Ollie and Alan Thicke. 2016, we won't forget. No, no, giddy up, new year, we need a new scene. I'm tired of my favorites being taken from me. Rickman and Prince and even John Glenn. The list never ends. Go, Thorny!
Let's start a Deadpool. It'll be fun, dudes. Starting 2017. It sounds dark, guys, but there's a swell prize. We'll be happy when the money's seen.
Drinking beers, getting cheers, end of the year. Taking a shot and taking a lot. Rolling and holding and toking a blunt. Oh, and our president is a dunce.
Woo!
Steering clear of the fear for the next year.
Ba-doo.
President Trump is a president lump. 2016 was a bit of a square. And I don't really care.
Go, Thorny!
Let's start a Deadpool. It'll be fun, dudes. Starting 2017.
No rhythm!
It sounds dark, guys. Well, there's a swell prize. We'll be happy when the money's seen.
Oh,
yeah.
About to get real.
About to get real in here,
real
y'all.
In here, baby.
What? DJ Kessie.
Season's greeting with the beating. Don't be misunderstood. That's right. My name is Hollywood. Everyone is begging and pleading. It's all about the give and the take. No money, just break the bank. We're here to break your toys. That's right, that's why this is a voice. Everybody get up, make some noise. Have some crazy story to tell you about a Santa, it can't be true.
What?
He said I've been naughty to be nice, but if I give him my sweet spice, he would check my name twice. He said, this is the D. It's dandy.
So hard to do this live.
He swears it tastes like candy. He's getting really handsy. He pulls his pants down. He wasn't clowning around. His junk is just like ground, but his deep is...
Next Mickey Minaj right there.
Oh my
y'all.
Gosh. Okay, hold on. His junk just hit the ground, but his D was nowhere to be found. It was way too small. I puked on the wall. Truth be told, he was too old. It was crusty, dusty, with a little bit of mold. I'm sorry, Santa, but this is one elf that can't be sold.
Drop mic. Mic drop, whatever.
That was ridiculous, guys.
Yeah, that was.
That was awesome, though. And this leads into a conversation that I want to have right now, because we still got some time, about Christmas songs.
Okay, Christmas songs.
Yeah, and I want to know, what's your favorite Christmas song? And why? Why is it your favorite? Why does this? And it's got to be a certain version, too, not just, you know, Carol of the Bells. What version of Carol of the Bells, guys?
Santa Baby.
Okay, what version?
I don't know who sings it. I guess
you
Mariah
sissy?
Carey?
Whoa.
Does she sing that? I don't know.
No, she
probably
does.
Sing that. Old version?
Look, I know is that when you get a strip tease to that song from a coworker in the back of the restaurant, makes it your favorite Christmas song.
Okay.
Legit. That would make it worth it.
Exactly.
Legit. Cassie, what's your favorite Christmas song?
I actually like Santa Baby, but Thorny ruined it for me now.
Okay.
Too bad.
Now, do you like the song Baby It's Cold Outside?
By the way, it's Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt.
Perfect. She's a beautiful African-American woman.
Yes, ooh, and the original Catwoman.
I'd hit it.
I'm a huge fan of Blue Christmas by Elvis.
Mm. I'll have a blue Christmas.
Oh, Lord. I love you guys, but
without
no.
Without you, I'll be so blue. Beauty.
I don't know the rest of it. And White Christmas is a great song, too. But the ultimate Christmas song is...
That Michael Bublé one?
No.
Throw a snowball, see how it grows.
No.
Watch how it flows.
Forget Michael Bublé. No, I'm talking Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Oh Holy Night is the greatest Christmas song of all time. Night. You could almost have that a cappella, and that would be worth listening to just by itself.
Fire. I don't know the words.
Oh, God. But is Christmas music something that you could listen to every day, all day of a month, like some of our affiliates in iHeartRadio branch have decided to do, which we support the iHeartRadio community. But do we support 24-hour Christmas music?
No.
Personally, no.
Never.
I don't care for it.
No.
It shall never be played again in this realm until the next December rolls around.
No, I blame retail. I hate Christmas music. Yeah. You ruined it for me.
You know what? There's one Christmas song I'm forgetting about that's really great, though. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
Batmobile lost a wheel and Joker ran away.
Hey!
Was there ever a second verse to that?
There is, but I don't think it was ever as catchy.
No.
I actually believe the Joker sang it in the animated series for once.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I know he sings it in one of the video games, too, I believe.
I believe it mentions Harley Quinn and Batgirl in the second verse.
I doubt that. I would almost fact check you, but I don't really care.
But.
Because Batman doesn't care.
Batman doesn't care. Hey,
you never know.
Hey,
you never know.
This is Batman wishing everyone out there a Merry Christmas. Because, you know, I've defended the city from justice during Christmas time. If you guys remember Batman Returns, it's a Christmas movie. Yeah, that's right. There's a big Christmas tree. And I say people. So please, everyone out there, enjoy Christmas movies like Die Hard and Batman and everything.
You know, those are coming to Netflix, by the way.
Listen, Bats, I watch your movie every single year because it just makes me feel jolly and holly inside. Oh, actually, Jolly and Holly are my new henchmen because Punch and the other one, you know, the fat one, they wanted to go take their families to Hawaii. But anyways, it's a Merry Christmas from the Joker, too.
Yeah, I didn't know they allowed clowns on Christmas. I thought clowns were like Halloween or something like that. What are you doing here?
Batman, I think he skipped out of here because he didn't want to get you know, to lock him up. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm supposed to do that.
Yeah, so you're... Probably should go after him.
You should probably go fight some crime, Batman.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll go do that now. Sorry, guys. Hey, all right, bye.
Bye, Batman.
It's so lovely when the boys get to have visits from all of their, all the people that we have. You guys might want to stick around because we may bring someone back from the dead here in a bit.
Oh,
that also happens at some point in time.
We also have
a lot more fun coming here on the boys Christmas special of Christmas, of special Christmas things.
Would it be wrong to bring Jesus back from the dead on Christmas? It is his birthday.
Didn't he already do that, though?
Yeah, on Easter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
a little
right.
early, right?
I don't know.
That's a little early. Maybe we should bring back Santa back from the dead because I think Santa has officially died this Christmas. And this
or Jack the Pumpkin King.
This next segment, we're actually talk a whole bunch about Santa and Jack the Pumpkin King and everything that we do here on the boys. If you want to call us, go to 214-787-1190 or 817-787-1190 and tell us your worst Santa experience. Go to @theboysmedia on Twitter and tweet us tweet us 140 characters on your worst Santa experience. Go to @theboys_media and you underscore media on Instagram and take pictures of Santa doing naughty things. And if you missed any other Zaboys ever in the history of Zaboys, go to zaboysmedia.com and you can listen to it all. I'm Positive C. Jim the Brainbox Thornquist is over there.
Adios.
Cassie Hollowoods Wilson is over here. And Violator Will Shotwell is producing.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
Hold on.
The sound of sneakers squeaking on the hardwood, the excitement of a buzzer-beater shot, and the thrill of an and-one and everything in between. Every dunk, dagger, and trip to the charity stripe all season long is right here on the Red Raider Sports Network.
The Red Raider basketball team heads to Iowa to face Iowa State Friday, December 30th. Catch all the action starting with the pregame show at 4:30 p.m. on Talk Radio 1190.
You've heard us talk about MyPillow. One of the things that we love about MyPillow is Mike Lindell's story. If you don't know who Mike is, he's the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, and he really is living the American dream. Whether it's getting clean from addiction that lasted more than 20 years, getting the idea for MyPillow one night in a dream, to his family making pillows at night while he sold MyPillow during the day at different fairs, to selling more than 25 million pillows. His story is incredible, but you don't just have to take my word for it. You can tune in to the world premiere of Mike Lindell, An American Dream, on RFD TV on December 29th at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Check your local listings for details. And of course, you can still get two MyPillows and two travel pillows for the price of one MyPillow. Just call 1-800-480-1941 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code IHEART. MyPillow.com, use promo code IHEART.
Do you spend your nights going to the bathroom instead of sleeping? Can't sit through a movie or have trouble peeing? If so, you may be one of the 50% of adult men suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you suffer from a weak stream, frequent urgency, discomfort during urination, or even a diminished sex drive, then listen to this. There's now a major breakthrough to help get these problems under control. Prosvent is a doctor-formulated blend of natural herbs and nutrients specifically designed to help promote the health of your prostate. It's so effective, relief is guaranteed within 30 days.
This is wonderful stuff. Remarkable stuff. I wish someone had told me about it sooner.
To get a free bottle of Prosvent with your order, call 800-480-3869 or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter IHEART at checkout. Remember, call 800-480-3869 or go to yourfreebottle.com. That's 800-480-3869. Supplies are limited, so call 800-480-3869 now.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with your Boys Power Hour forecast. Tonight, we're going to have scattered showers in the low around 64. Then on Christmas, we're going to have storms and a lot of them in a high around 72. This report's brought to you by Compassion International.
Every child is born with talents, hopes, and dreams, but poverty will steal those dreams. You can help a child find hope when you become their sponsor with Compassion International. Give a child a chance to dream again. Find out how at compassion.com/radio.
This is Meow from Pokemon, and you're listening to The Boys on Talk Radio 1190. And now, to Positive C.
Pikachu!
Ooh, there's that Pikachu.
Yes, and we will have more fun like that here in just a bit. It is Talk Radio 1190. I am Positive C. Brainbox and Hollywoods and Violator are all here. It's the Boys Power Hour, and we are having a Christmas special of special Christmas things here tonight on Talk Radio 1190. Will we reach into the bag?
Oh, yeah.
Pull it was a boy's goodies.
Pull it out.
And pull it out. Okay, you going to reach into the bag, pull out something else?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what happens here.
Gotta.
Bag, deep in the bag, deep in the bag, and oh! Ho, 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 ho.
Is it, could it be?
We're talking bad Santas right now, guys.
Oh,
yeah,
clippity-clops.
Everyone out there, the reason for the season is Santa Claus, because that's the person who comes around and gives you gifts. I'm right, right?
If I say yes, I'm going to hell, but yeah, you are.
Okay, yeah, reason for the season is a Santa Claus, and so we are going to do some Santa talk right now, and the way we're going to talk about him is a little bit different, because we know Santa Claus is busy this time of year.
Yes,
we know this. We know that he has a lot to do, and he isn't everywhere all at once, so he hires out helpers.
Of course.
And he hires out other people to represent Santa Claus in a very good way. So we have looked at some stories of some Santas that aren't exactly holding up their end of the bargain, and we've decided to write letters to Santa Claus. Will had another situation. In fact, let's start out with Will, because you had a strange situation that this is the reason why we even did this story in the first place.
Yeah, so the other day, okay, first and foremost, it's very important to know that Santa Claus lives at 325 Santa Claus Lane. Mm-hmm. Well, I live at 325 Santa Cruz Lane.
Yeah. Ooh.
So I received a letter from a woman writing to Santa about her son.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to read this. I'm going to try to do my best to emulate her voice, okay? Because she sounds very bitchy. So I'm going to do my best to sound that way.
Dear Mall Santa, as I'm sure you remember, my name is Wilma Weatherford. I brought my son to see you a few days ago, and I must say that I was not impressed. While I am always one to go to the bar, Roofy's Pub is my favorite. I would suggest that you do not go before your shift. Your beard smelled of whiskey and cigarettes. My child has asthma, you fat-bearded freak. Where is your dignity? I met guys at Roofies that have more class than you, and they even give me presents every single time I see them. I usually don't remember what they are, but at least they have some class. Oh! And another thing. When my son says he wants a flat-brimmed hat and buckle jeans bedazzled with rhinestones, you don't tell him that he'll look like a tool.
Wow.
How would you like it if I called you a tool? Maybe you deserve to be on the naughty list this year. My last issue is that I also did not appreciate what happened when I sat on your lap. I expect it from other men, but not from you. What would your wife say? With love, Wilma Weatherford.
Wow.
That was so cute.
Oh, okay. So
I want her to be my neighbor.
So Cassie, I want to get your opinion on all of these letters and all of these things. What do you think about Wilma Weatherford and her complaints?
I think she's being too picky. That's it.
I don't know. I think that last thing might not be that picky.
Right.
I'm just saying.
She might be a little too picky about her Santas. Like, what is she doing?
Oh, man.
Well, she ain't doing much, trust me, based on what I read.
She's not living the right kind of lifestyle.
Right, especially if
she's
got a roofies. Somebody goes to roofies. I mean, it's got a great rooftop bar.
She doesn't on Santa. She should double check herself.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Cass. I think that's a little bit too much on the, oh my, what are you expecting a Santa's helper to be? Like, are you expecting them to be the utmost in, you know, all that is, what's the phrase I'm even thinking of? Morals. They have a strong moral fiber. They're holiday workers.
No, they're Santa.
They're still holiday workers. But you know people who get hired for the holidays just for
Santa.
The holidays?
Yeah, there's Santa's helpers.
You're breaking my heart here, guys. He's Santa.
There are assistants for Santa in certain areas and cities throughout the states. Him and his little elves can't be at all the places at once.
Just like this one. I have one.
You got one?
I read a story about, I think they're from Arkansas. I wish we had the audio because you'd be able to definitely tell what part of the region of the country they're from.
It was probably Arkansas.
It was probably Arkansas. And
a lot like my cousins.
A Santa decided to fat shame a young boy who sat on his lap, and when he handed him off to the mother, he said that he should probably lay off the burgers and fries.
Oh.
So I wrote, personally, a letter to Santa because I was a little bit disturbed by this. And actually, this is probably going to have our second Deadpool reference in the show. Okay. Dear Santa, hey, man, I know it's been a while since I wrote you, but this is kind of important. It's kind of important. Now, I know you're a busy man, and I get it. You need to outsource a lot of your work to helpers. I've known this for years, and I can only imagine that creeps would love to have children sitting on their laps. So you probably have a good vetting system to get the right people, right? I do have to tell you about one of your helpers, though, that decided to fat shame a young kid in Arkansas, Indiana, Alabama, anywhere where they have weird accents. Yes, the kid was pretty hefty, and yes, the mom is a piece of work herself. But is it really the mall Santa's job to give the kid a complex? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he was doing maybe he was just a good guy making a bad joke. But it got the local news making a fluff piece out of him, so that's no good. Next time you hire a helper, Santa, make sure he isn't trying to turn, you know, the idea of Santa into Deadpool. Even though that would be pretty sweet. So, Santa, from me to you, I hope you hire some better people. And if you don't, you can send them to Sprouts. We'll hire them there.
Oh. Okay. I like it. That poor kid, though.
So what about this Santa? Do you think that Santas should be making little wisecracks to kids when they take them off their laps?
No, because you're Go ahead. Please go ahead.
Yes, why, Will? Why should Santas be able to do that?
Again, I didn't say that.
Oh, little John, you little. SOB.
You little.
Cassie, what about you? How do you feel?
I don't think it's Santa's job to be telling people how they should look, especially when Santa is overweight himself from eating way too many cookies and drinking way too much milk.
He's a diabetic.
It's whole milk, too. It's not even skim.
Uh-uh. I don't see Santa lactose at the gym intolerant. Working out with me, so until then, you know.
Would you really want to see him working out?
He can lay off the chicken nuggets.
Oh. Yeah, Cassie stole the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, 15. Oh, 17.
Oh, wow.
17 hoes?
On dancer. Prancer.
Woo. I feel like that's what he says when he's on the treadmill.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, those leg lifts, you know?
Dancer. Now, Jimmy.
Let me introduce you to my two favorite.
Your Santa is a little bit of a wild card, too. What is your Santa letter about?
So, I actually wrote this when I was on a trip, and I witnessed this.
Okay. Okay.
And I found out that it never actually got delivered. It got returned to sender very recently. So, dear Santa, or should I say, Better Santa Bureau, your employee, Mr. Herbert Jones, located at the Hanover Mall of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, has committed a horrible grievance against his elf. Mr. Jones groped the buttocks of his 18-year-old elf.
Underhand me.
What?
committing indecent assault. Although Jones stated this is not the case, but instead, his elf accidentally brushed her behind against his hand. Jones was released on a $1,000 bail, and his court appearance was established on Christmas Eve of 2013. I understand this review to you at the BSB is rather late, but you know how the post office is this time of year. Sincerely yours, Brainbox. P.S. I would really like a dime piece this year, but would totally settle for two nickels to rub together.
Wow. So
cute.
Wow. There's cute. There's a lot.
Guys,
going.
It was 2013. I mean,
there's a lot going. Okay, so now, if we're going with the idea that the elf, mm-hmm. quote unquote elf, is a regular sized human, you know, he probably did grab her.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because, yeah. But if you're going that the elf might be a little person, you've seen little people butts.
Then the grays could be a possibility.
Yeah, the grays is definitely a possibility.
Are you implying that little people like to rub their butts against things?
No, they like to rub their hats against things.
Yeah, no, I'm implying that little people have big butts.
Oh, okay, okay.
Giant butts. Have you guys not seen this? Am I the only yes. person who have seen little people butts, and I've just admitted this on air that I've seen little people butts? Are you kidding me? Yeah. What is
have you
this
seen
Christmas
an actual
about?
Little people butt, or just it in the, in well?
Well, if you go to @TheBoysMedia on Twitter, I'll probably tweet out some little people butts later. So
and if you go to littlepeoplebutts.com.
No, no, don't what are that. You doing?
Do not do that.
Well, don't do that at all, especially on the iHeartMedia computer, because that would probably bring up the firewall really quickly.
What firewall?
Right, then let's get with murder up here.
Oh, man. So, okay, Santa is a weird thing, and I hope... Man, should I do this right now?
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Okay, Santa doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah. That's not true.
Santa's not real. Santa's not real, guys.
He existed at one point.
I hope no one's kids are listening right
that's
now.
That's what I asked if I should do it, and I did.
Because I have little people at home who totally believe in Santa.
Well, you know what? We just...
So you have midgets at home?
Yes, I do.
Oh, cool. They have big butts?
Actually, they do not yet.
Wait, you cannot lie.
What?
But all my other brothers can't deny.
When a girl walks in with a little bit of a around thing in your face, you get sprung. And we are sprung here on Talk Radio 1190. We're the Boys Power Hour. I'm Positive C and Brain Box and Hollywood's and Violator. Yep. This next segment is going to be a lot of fun. We might play some games, but we're also going to see what else is in the bag. So stick around, stay tuned, and we'll be back after this.
Ooh, yeah.
Wait, so Santa's not real?
Go backstage with the DFW local music scene on The Local Lounge, where musicians and talent come in for a behind-the-music experience. Tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 7:30 for The Local Lounge on Talk Radio 1190.
At GiveMeTheVIN.com, we buy 1,000 cars a month, and we make about $300 a car. That's a tight margin, but we know what we're doing. That's why I say, if I can't beat your CarMax offer, I'll gladly give you $100. I can't beat them all, but I beat them most of the time. GiveMeTheVIN.com. We pick up. We're all online. We're the fastest car deal you've ever seen. Give us a shot. Let us impress you. GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Finding the right employee can be demanding. From recruiting to interviews, Express Employment Professionals does the work for you. We get to know your business and who you're looking for. Maybe you're looking for skilled labor, or you're trying to find administrative help. Maybe you need an executive to join your team. Find qualified people and support using Express for all your staffing needs. Let us help. Express Employment Professionals is on a mission to put 1 million people to work each year. Go to expresspros.com to find a location near you.
This holiday season, take time to remember and thank our troops and veterans for their service. This salute to our troops and veterans is from Forest Ridge Funeral Home of Hearst, providing a professional, caring service in your time of need. Visit Forest Ridge Funeral Home online at forestridge-fh.com or call 817-285-7777. That's 817-285-7777. Always there to help your family. That's Forest Ridge Funeral Home of Hearst. Visit forestridge-fh.com. People who care.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with your Zavoy's Power Hour forecast. Tonight, we're going to have scattered showers in the low around 64. Then on Christmas, we're going to have storms and a lot of them in a high around 72. This report's brought to you by Compassion International.
Every child is born with talents, hopes, and dreams, but poverty will steal those dreams. You can help a child find hope when you become their sponsor with Compassion International. Give a child a chance to dream again. Find out how at compassion.com/radio.
If you hear that noise, you know what time it is. It's time for me, Bane, the number one contender, to go head-to-head with your new host. That's right, it's Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah, the Macho Man. Thank you, okay, first off, I want to thank the boys for summoning me during the commercial break. It takes a while to get me here from the afterlife.
It does. I witnessed it.
And it's amazing now. I'm here. We're here. It's Christmas Eve. And the Macho Man is ready to throw down with the Bane Man. How you doing there, Baney boy?
Oh, I'm doing good tonight. And we're going to have the greatest thumb wrestling match ever.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be violent. It's going to be outrageous. The madness is going to rule all over the Bane attack. Oh, yeah.
Randy, you can die when I say you can die.
I've already died, so we let, you know what, let's leave the things that go over air to the people who deserve to be on air. Let's go have a couple of drinks there, Baney boy. Let's leave the brain box and the positive seed to do what they need to do. Ooh, yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
All right, the Madness and Bane have left the building, and we are the boys, media, power hour people right now. That's what we are. And over there is Zach Killian. Hey, Zach.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
I have no idea what's going on right now, but I do have a way to what's going on. We will reach into the bag. That's right. All night, we've been reaching into the boys' bag of goodies that have a whole bunch of stuff in there. So we got to reach in here one final time and figure out something to do with Zach. But while I'm reaching into the bag, Zach, will you plug what you have coming up on the Local Lounge?
Local Lounge, we got the best of 2016. Band Nerds and Svenny Baby making their return for tonight.
Very nice, very nice.
Love both of those people.
And by the way, who are you to denounce my beliefs in Santa Claus?
yeah, well, we might actually be able to talk about more beliefs like that because I pulled out of the bag a fantastic game, guys.
Like, ooh, a good game? What do we got?
It's Christmas Jeopardy. It's Christmas Jeopardy, guys. And we're going to play a fun game with the Brain Box and Zach and Hollywoods and Violators called Christmas Jeopardy. And we'll have some fun here, guys. We have five categories. Jeopardy rules. You have to answer in the form of a question. We have songs, traditions, movies, cartoons, and miscellaneous. And who wants to go first? I'm going to pick who goes first. Team number one is going to be Jimmy, the Brain Box, Tornquist.
Okay.
You have control of the board.
I want songs.
Songs.
For 100.
For 100. Jim, you'll be team number one. Violator, you'll be team number two.
Okay.
Zach, you'll be team number three. And old Cassie will be team number four. So
the
songs.
The best for last.
For 100.
Wait. What are our buzzers?
Yeah, buzzers, guys.
Do your mouth, bro.
I'm gonna do moo.
Y'all can't have the same one.
Moo.
Moo. Ma.
Mo.
Okay.
But I'm gonna go woo.
Have fun figuring that out, Chris.
So
change it to woo.
Songs for 100. Elvis Presley sings about this kind of Christmas.
Woo! Blue Christmas. What is Blue Christmas?
You did not answer in the form of a question the first time. So that is actually minus points for the Brain Box.
We're playing this one.
What is Blue Christmas?
What is Blue Christmas? Yes, that's 100.
Halfway through this, we'll stop using the form of a question.
We will stop using that. That is very nice. So, Violator, you have 100.
Yay!
Brain Box, you're minus 100. All right, Violator, you have control of the board.
What is Christmas movies for 200?
Christmas movies for 200.
I'm getting big.
That's what she said.
That's what he said, too.
George Bailey's Guardian Angel. George Bailey's Guardian Angel.
I'm drawing a blank.
I don't know.
Woo! You said it earlier, like eucalyptus or something.
Eh?
Wrong.
I still didn't even put it in the form.
Violator.
Who is Clarence?
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. That is right.
Man, Violator's owning Christmas.
That is. So negative 300 for the brain box and plus 300 for the Violator here on Christmas Jeopardy. Yet to score is Zach Killian and Hollywood's Wilson. But we'll
get the game, guys.
Get
Come
the game
on.
Right now. All right, Violator, you have control of the board.
I'll take Christmas movies for 100.
Christmas movies for 100. Okay. In A Christmas Carol, this was the first ghost to appear to Scrooge.
Eh?
Violator.
What is the ghost of Christmas past?
Mm-mm.
Woo!
What is the ghost of Marley?
You are wrong. Brain box. Negative 100 and
no,
plus.
It is. Marley's the first ghost to pop up to him because he comes to warn him about the three ghosts they're going to visit.
Yeah, I give him that one, man.
So should I? All right, I'm going to go
I'll
ahead and
give him
that.
That one.
It's not the right answer, but it is the right answer.
I will detest this for
I know,
years to come.
He's completely right. Technically, he
you
is the first
take
ghost.
My favorite Christmas movie and tell true. Me I'm wrong about that.
So it is negative 200 for Brain Box and plus 200 for the Violator. Still the score.
That works.
Killian and Hollywood's.
Wow.
Forgetting names.
Y'all are forgetting me already.
What are your other themes?
We have songs, traditions, movies, cartoons, and miscellaneous.
Traditions for 300.
Traditions for 300.
Go big, go home.
Santa's real name is?
Ma.
Cassie.
Old Saint Nick.
That is wrong.
Yeah.
That is wrong.
You also didn't put it in the
that is
question.
Zach Killian.
Saint Nicholas.
That is also wrong.
This is bull.
You guys are missing it. It starts.
I know what it is. I can see
the system's
computer,
rigged.
So I'm not going to answer.
The system's rigged.
The system's rigged. Any no other answers?
Hold on. I'm thinking. Violator, you got anything?
Nope.
You're going to laugh when he tells you.
Woo!
Yeah. What?
Who is Kris Kringle?
Boom.
That is correct. Making a giant comeback.
I'm at zero.
Well, you are actually at 100 right now. To 200
okay.
for the Violator. Negative 300 for both
out
Killian and
I was
Cassie.
To avoid
I know.
All right. We
totally
are.
Lost. I'm good.
Okay. Let's do, you said traditions.
Yes.
Songs, movies, and what else?
Miscellaneous. Cartoons.
Let's do miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous for?
200.
For 200. The reindeer's name begins with a B. This reindeer's name begins with a B.
Blitzen.
Killian is right.
Hey, not in the form of a question.
Killian is wrong.
Give him a half. Give him a half.
I can't give him a half. He will get, and in fact, for pointing that out there, you know, Mr. Brainbox, you will get the points.
I'm only pointing it out because I'm bitter because I had it happen to me.
You are ahead right now, 300 to 200 to negative 500 to negative 300. Let's give us a one more because I think we have some fun to have after this. After this is going to be a lot of present giving and whatnot. So, yeah, let's do that. Right. But first, one last category. This is going to be for all the marbles, and I'm going to make sure of it because it's going to be cartoons
nice.
For 500.
Nice.
500?
500. The Grinch stole all the presents from this town. Cassie.
Whoville.
Woo! That is correct.
Woo! What is Whoville?
Oh,
is
that
correct.
Is very much correct. So that is actually.
Yeah, don't get me on a rule tangent,
see,
man.
This will be the perfect time to play what, because that's what we keep missing.
The Brain Box has won, so that means the Brain Box has to give his presents first.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's right, because we're here as the boys, we're family, and we give people presents except for Zach, because we didn't know that he was going to be here today.
Don't worry,
so
Zach, I forgot
we still
my
love
presents.
You. So, yay, present time.
Wah.
Okay, so.
Blah.
Oh, is it coming? Oh, yeah.
Violator's got his in there because, you know, he's in there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'll rip this open right now. This is.
Yeah, so you guys have that
happening.
Okay.
And
make some
I
sounds.
You actually did a great job rapping. I'm
you
impressed.
Did.
You got lucky.
That's amazing.
Did I get lucky? Does that mean you didn't rap this?
No, I did. I'm just not very good at rapping.
Well,
these pretzels
maybe I'm blind.
Are making me thirsty. I have a shirt with a Seinfeld reference on it, so that's Jim the Brain awesome. Box knows exactly
yes, sir,
who
right.
I am.
Oh,
and,
oh,
and
yeah.
Cassie, what do you have?
This is awesome. I have the Oregon Trail. I'm so excited.
Like the card game?
The card
yes.
game.
Yes! Yes! Oh, you oh. have died of hysteria.
Oh.
I did that the other night.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Violator, guys, what you got in there, buddy?
I'm so
He's
excited.
Working on it.
Well, I have a box that says Crocs on it.
Nice. Yes.
I have not opened it yet, so we're going to find out what this is.
Are they Crocs?
Hey, they are Crocs, but.
But.
They are fancy
yeah.
Crocs.
Ooh,
they those are nice.
They don't
that.
Have the holes in them, and they're not made of rubber. Like, these are like Vans. Oh, that inner sole right there is going to feel so good on my own.
I was going to ask you when you're going to upgrade your shoes, bro. Like, I can see your toes.
I'm upgrading right now
That's
as we
exactly
speak.
That's exactly why I got you shoes. No man can live with one pair of shoes. You at least
I
need three.
I appreciate it.
All right. I have presents for you guys, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I
first,
feel bad that I forgot mine.
It's okay,
Cassie. Here's yours. I don't know if you have this, but check that out.
I don't have this, and I am so excited. This is on my reader's list.
Oh, really? Okay.
You guys
what is it? What is it? What is it?
Mind. It's a Tibetan Buddhist. Yes.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
It's very got nice. A whole bunch of
oh, yeah.
crazy things in there
oh, yeah.
for everyone who loves Buddhism.
Nice. Yes.
Okay, Brainbox, I got to reach in the bag for your stuff. Hold on.
Tears of joy. Invisible tears of joy are running down my face right now.
Okay.
Here you go, Thorny. Merry Christmas, brother.
The Complete Grimm's Fairy Tales. Very nice.
Yes, yes.
I'm a big fan, actually.
I almost
you
got
are.
You
That's
something
awesome.
On Wicca.
Yeah.
Almost got you something about a witch, and I was like, you know what? Let me not give Thorny something that he might have to sacrifice to.
Oh, yeah.
So let me give him something cool. And Violator, I'm going to bring what I have to the wall, so I want you to react to it when I get over there. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I'll narrate this part. He's okay. bending over to get it. He's reaching
the
in the. He's reaching in the bag.
The
bag
he's
destroyed,
destroyed the bag from shaking it.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. He's walking.
He's broke something.
He's walking it over. Oh, he's coming behind me. He's coming behind me. For all you out there in Radio
is that
Land.
Kama Sutra.
It is the Kama Sutra. Did you?
Oh my God! I'm so excited.
Really
Bond
excited.
Versus Bond. The many faces of 007.
Very nice.
That is so you, Violator. You guys, no. I'm so impressed. Will y'all be my boyfriend? Like
I'm
I've
so
never
excited.
Gotten such
As a group,
good gifts.
That'd be kind of weird.
Would,
Can you
I've
bring that
never.
To me right now?
This is amazing.
That's gonna be by you good?
Oh yeah.
Group
oh, yeah.
boyfriend.
There you go.
Okay, now he's running into the other room. Hold on. Up, up. I should have Facebook Live
he's
this.
He's literally
moment.
Running.
Boop.
Oh my gosh! Now they're dancing.
Hugging it out. Oh, you can hear him. You can hear him.
I'm so excited right now.
Now they're taking off their clothes.
So much love.
Yes. Guys, put your pants back on. Put your pants back on.
Get a little excited.
But I like taking them off.
I get his presents as a present.
This is what Zach gets right now. Zach gets a Christmas hug from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. We didn't know you were going to be up here. And
it's okay. It's okay.
We would have totally taken care of you.
But while we're talking about stuff right now, guess what, guys?
What's up?
The guys from Forget Conformity, my band, we're thinking about doing something really special at the end of July.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh, we're thinking serious. About holding a giant event. Oh, I'm out of breath because I was running. we're thinking about holding a giant event either at, like, the Ridgely or Tomcat or something like that. It's going to be a local festival put on by local artists. And so we want to have as many of the local bands out there who pay attention to us, pay attention to Zach, are a part of that. We want you all to be a part of this and maybe cross genre as many people as we can. We're thinking about doing this pretty big. So if you guys want to be a part of that, if you're listening out there or hanging out, you know, listening to Zach and the local lounge, go to where we want to lead these people to. Let's lead them to facebook.com/theboysmedianetwork.
Yeah.
And you can contact me there. Will, what's your CBS address? I mean, your not CBS, your iHeartRadio address there, buddy.
My email address?
CBS doesn't exist anymore.
No, we what is CBS? What's your iHeart address, your email?
My email? WilliamShotwell@iHeartMedia.com.
Reach him. And Zach, where can we reach you?
Go to my Facebook page, Local Lounge.
And
that's easy.
Yeah, and you'll be able to get in contact with us. We're trying to make this a big deal, and we want all musicians, all artists that want to be a part of this and really push the DFW community.
Most definitely.
The next year, 2017, is going to be freaking awesome for the boys, going to be awesome for the local lounge, going to be awesome for Talk Radio 1190. In fact, New Year's Eve, we're going to be having a fun little time here with Taylor Lawrence. I forgot her freaking name. Yeah. No, I didn't. It's Taylor Lawrence. Hey, Taylor. And Justin Patterson. Justin, the tactician Patterson from All Power and All Fitness, their fight team, the Junkyard Dogs, they're going to be here New Year's Eve for New Year's Eve Spectacular. So tune in then.
Nice.
And if you go to zaboysmedia.com right after this, you'll be able to listen to this episode and every single episode that we've ever done on The Boys. We thank you. Merry Christmas, guys. Have
Merry
a happy
Christmas.
New Year from everyone
Merry
here.
Christmas.
And stay tuned for The Local Lounge with Zach Killian.
Yeah, bae.
Adios.